HTTP gets a new verb, Git gets a competitor, and Python charts mature. A proposed new HTTP method called query is receiving formal specification attention, and while the topic sounds arcane, it addresses a friction point that has irritated API developers for years. HTTP's GET verb is semantically intended for safe, idempotent data retrieval, but GET requests cannot carry a body, forcing developers to cram complex query parameters into URLs that have length limits, or to repurpose POST, which semantically implies resource creation. Query would add a verb with GET's safe and idempotent semantics, but with body support, cleanly resolving the ambiguity that led GraphQL to build its entire query model on POST. The main concern in the Hacker News thread is adoption timeline. New HTTP verbs require consistent support from servers, clients, proxies, CDNs, and middleware, and the web's history with HTTP method support is uneven. Oak, a version control system explicitly designed for AI agents, generated 191 points and 164 comments as a ShowHN submission. The premise is that Git's model, discrete commits, human-readable diff messages, merge conflict resolution, fits human cognitive workflows poorly when an AI coding agent is generating hundreds of small changes in rapid succession. Oak reportedly treats changes as a continuous stream rather than discrete commits, with automatic snapshotting at finer granularity to support replay, inspection, and rollback of agent work sessions. The HN comments engaged seriously with hard questions. How does Oak handle conflicts between parallel agents? And is the operational divergence from Git large enough to justify the ecosystem switching cost? Plotnine, a Python implementation of the grammar of graphics design philosophy underlying R's ggplot2, scored 65 points and substantive comments suggesting it has recently crossed a threshold in stability and feature completeness. The library allows data scientists to specify visualizations compositionally, separating data, geometric representation, aesthetic mappings, and statistical transformations, offering a mental model that many practitioners trained on R find more natural than Matplotlib's interface.